To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah, we got the start we wanted, response we wanted. The battle on the puck was a lot better. We won a lot of battles, and it resulted in a lot of goals.
In your mind, what was the key for a guy like Tuck, who maybe been struggling to find himself the last few games, to really be on his toes and be that kind of an impactful guy?
I think it comes down to the compete and the skating. You know, when he's skating, he's a tough man to track down. I think skating creates room. And he's got room. He makes good decisions. And yeah, I thought we got a heck of a game out of him tonight.
You talked about the response from the other night. How about the response in the game when Chicago scored a goal and maybe they wanted to try to sneak back into the thing if they got another one? It seemed like you always had a response in pretty short order.
Yeah, you know, I was comfortable with the way really every line was playing. They were all producing that. If you look at the energy every line brought, I'm a little unfortunate with a couple of their goals, but it was a really good defensive effort too. At the same time tonight,
we've been talking about how Jack Quinn's been generating a lot, but not rewarded. How happy are you to see him finally get rewarded with a couple of nights?
Yeah, I just said if you keep doing the right things, the good things will happen. And he's done a lot of good things. He made a heck of a play on Zucker's goal and then walked into the middle. And he's had probably a dozen of those shots that haven't gone in and finally found the back of the net. And I think he's the type of guy that once it starts going in, I think it'll continue to go in.
What do you attribute the top line's productivity to tonight? What worked for them?
I'll talk a little bit again about skating and competing. We were on top of the puck. I thought our forecheck was good. I thought the speed and filling lanes through the neutral zone was something that was evident. Crisp puck movement, which some nights really puts us in trouble when we don't have that part of our game going. I thought that was a big part of it.
You know the chemistry that you have with Tuck and Thompson, but Doan seems to have been able to jump right in with them. Why has he been able to jump in with two of them?
I think in some ways he's a good match. He's a guy that he can skate with him, but he's a guy that likes going around the front of the net. He's a good puck hound. He's a little bit of a version of Tuck when it comes to taking pucks away and coming up with loose pucks. And he can make good plays. So it's been a good fit.
Bo, didn't look good for Bo, then he's right back on the ice. Just what do you think of him coming back?
Yeah, it didn't look good initially. You know, I was pretty worried. That was a guy we weren't going to see come back. We'll see what tomorrow brings, but for him to finish the game, I thought we should be okay.
He didn't have a lot of action. He made some big saves.
I think the biggest save was the breakaway that was at a big moment in the game. And, you know, I think we've talked about big saves at the right time. The last goal was tipped. First goal, I haven't taken a real hard look at it, but if you look at, I think the save he gave us on the breakaway was a big moment inside the game. Could have made it 5-3 at the time.
Got the response from Wednesday that you wanted. How important is it to get the right type of response to a game like this also?
Yeah, well, here, we took advantage. We don't want to get too excited, but we took advantage of a tired hockey team. You know, they played last night. You could tell that they were a step behind. And a good team can sense that and keep the foot on the gas. And I thought we kept the foot on the gas. And we did it the right way. We did it with everybody on board, and we did it with playing the game the right way.
The guys were saying in the room, just like the other night, you can't get two down. They said they got to be careful now not to get two up for Sunday's game.
Yeah, I said post game, we're moving on to Sunday. Game was great. It was a good win, but now it's all about getting this team back to 500 and winning a game against probably one of the toughest teams to play against.
You're getting out of Matias Samuelson this season.
Well, I think it just speaks for itself. He's given us really good hockey. You know, I think I said he's been our best defenseman. He continues to be our best defenseman. He's a shutdown guy. Offensively, he ripped a shot that went in. And I think when I look at the last 30 games of last year, he was our best defenseman in that segment too. And I think he went and had a great off season, got himself in unbelievable shape, and I think he's getting dividends for it.
How much of a difference do you notice with him, like off the ice, just confidence wise, when things are going this well?
Yeah, I mean he's a pretty funny character when things are going, and the guys, you know, they can ride him a little bit, and he likes it.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.